University of Dayton students watch as fellow researcher Garrett Sargent thinks about picking up a straw and putting it into a cup. He's wearing a headset with more than a dozen electrodes tracking his brain waves.
So right now, every time I think down, the headset picks that up, sends it to our software, and then it interprets that as down and sends that command to the command line in which we're able to control the robot with.
While Sargent is thinking, a robotic arm picks up the straw and drops it into the cup.
So if someone were to have a prosthetic arm, of course it wouldn't be this one exactly, it's more of a proof of concept, but you could envision somebody thinking that, you know, they want to grab a tissue, and so they could control the arm with their mind and be able to grab the tissue. So it's just a easy way of doing things.
The students in UD's Vision Lab started with 5 tasks and have increased to 11.
So right now we can get the robot to pick up an object like a straw, put it in a cup, and then pick up the cup. And we also have started incorporating a piano activity. So right now it can hover over keys, and our eventual goal is to be able to play the piano.
A Welsh woman is able to compose music with the help of such a brain cap at Plymouth University. Science Alert reports Rosemary Johnson, a promising violinist and former member of that country's National Opera Orchestra, was injured in a car crash 27 years ago. The EEG cap allows the wearer to pick musical notes and phrases with their mind by focusing on computer screen lights. In South Korea, scientists are combining the cap with an exoskeleton that allows people who are paralyzed to control their movements. According to Science Daily, it reads their EEG signals and then decodes them into motion control orders. UD's Emma Romstad, a computer engineering major, is amazed by what is possible.
I just think it's really neat to see how the robot, just by thinking thoughts, can move and do actions that you want it to.
Professor Vijay Asari directs UD's Vision Lab.
The sequence of actions will be identified by us, so that if the person who is wearing this headset will be thinking about an activity, we then go back to the machine and then find out what kind of actions will be incorporated there. Automatically, the system will do that job.
It could be anything like a game of tic-tac-toe.
So we're able to pick up a highlighter and hover over some squares like on your tic-tac-toe board and make a mark. So the eventual idea is maybe play a game with it and be able to play tic-tac-toe.
Asari anticipates the brain cap to help the disabled to speak 5 years down the road.
It's actually a mean energy generated by the neurons as brain waves, and that mean energy will be grabbed by that one electrode.
It would appear the possibilities are endless. CBS News reports an Ohio quadriplegic apparently became the first paralyzed person to use his mind to pick up and hold a spoon using his own brain power. This was after Ohio State doctors implanted a chip in his brain. That chip, connected to a computer, allows Ian Burkhart to swipe a credit card, pick up a bottle, and play a guitar video game. The brain cap was also used last month at the University of Florida at an event billed as the world's first drone race. It involved a brain-controlled interface where 16 students who were not disabled competed against one another. They used their minds to fly the UAVs over an indoor basketball court. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.